With environmental issues becoming more prominent, the off-grid movement, where dwellings, for example, are reliant on their own sources of power and water, has been gaining more and more support and interest around the world. A new project called Český ostrovní dům, or Czech Island House, seeks to raise awareness of self-sustainable living in the Czech Republic. 12 months ago, they launched a competition for architecture students, asking them to create their own project for an off-grid building. And just recently, they have announced its first winners. I met with Pavel Podruh, the man behind the project, and asked him to outline its main idea.
You're trying to accelerate the rate of usage of cleaner technologies in housing and construction. So we are not a construction company per se. Our main focus is actually communication. So by executing a small number of off-grid buildings, we just kind of want to use the fact that we are building them as a communication tool to spread the idea into the general public. So basically the project is a communication project evolved around the idea of how to build more sustainable buildings, constructions. It's really about the small steps. There is no perfect solution at this point, and there will never be. You know, there's always just a semi step, and that's what we are trying to do the small step towards a better future.
Can you explain to our listeners the concept of off-grid houses?
Basically, off-grid building is, like the name says, it's really off any engineering grid. So basically, the buildings can function autonomously. And basically, they source their energy from solar power. They store it in batteries. I'm just speaking in very general terms. And so this way, you know, if they are built cleverly, they don't really need to be connected to any type of grid. With water, we have the same thing. Either you source your water from well, but also you store your rainwater and use it a lot in your household to actually limit the usage of drinking water in the household. Because, you know, it's always funny to think about that we are flushing our toilets with drinking water, which, you know, I think it's fairly excessive, given that, you know, the levels of drinking water are decreasing all over the world. So it's a building that doesn't need almost any outside help to function. By building off-grid houses that can be self-sustainable, we will actually learn some of the techniques that we can use in the mainstream construction.
I understand that it is about self-sustainability and about reducing costs mm-hmm. and reducing our consumption. But what about the cost of such houses?
Mm-hmm. There are two things. Of course, at this point, to build a normal house that's just off-grid, you need advanced technologies. They cost something. They are more expensive. We were calculating about 20% more expensive than a usual house. But if you think about how electric cars evolved in last years, you started out with few geeks, basically, that were, you know, into electric cars, but there was no demand at all. But then Elon Musk or Tesla came and, you know, wrapped this notion into a very beautiful car. In the beginning, the car was really expensive, but the coolness of the product actually created a huge demand, and this demand pushes on the big guys. And so suddenly Volkswagen and Ford and all the big guys are developing their own cheaper electric cars. So by this, actually, Tesla accelerated transition towards electric cars. So, you know, to a degree, we are trying to do the same. We are starting out as a pretty expensive, exclusive product, but by communicating it, we are trying to push on the rest of the market to come up with cheaper solutions. And by this, you know, I believe the market can shift to a degree.
Getting back to your project, you launched a competition focused on university students mm-hmm. and you asked them to make their own project of an off-grid house. What was the response of the university and how big was the interest of the students?
Yeah, we launched this competition at the Czech Technical University. I just came there 12 months ago. a crazy guy came there, you know, with an idea of let's make students think about off-grid buildings. And actually, it surprised me how excited the leadership of the university was. And so we launched the competition together. And the first year, we got like 80 students. So yeah, it surprised everyone in the project how many students were interested, how many projects we received, and actually how good the projects were. We have also a team of professionals to make it real. And the professionals were saying, all of them were saying, like, this is a very high level of expertise put into the student presentations. So the first year of our project was a really big surprise from this perspective.
Did the students work on the projects entirely on their own, or did they have a chance to discuss some things with the experts that you mentioned?
Through the year, we had several workshops for the students. So we are trying to work with the best professionals in the respective fields in Czech Republic. And so we just kind of put together a few workshops, and the students could consult their works with the professionals.
One of the most important things about the project for those who are taking part in it is that the winning projects will actually be built.
Actually, that was the initial idea, but then we have a land, and the land has some regulations from the government. So basically, none of the student projects is going to be built. But we picked the best students and put them into a team that is actually creating a completely new building that is regulated basically by the government. And it's actually built for the land that we own. And so in spring 2018, these student projects will start to be built on this land. Because, you know, without an actual building, the whole project would be just talking. So that's a vital part of the project.
What will happen with the house once it is built?
We are building basically two off-grid apartments, but separate, two separate buildings on one piece of land. And we will be running them as a tryout. So you want to see how off-grid building works, you know, just come. It's really cheap, you know, and it's also in a very beautiful piece of land, close to Šumava range, so it could be good for family vacation. So just try out and see. It's not that different from what you're used to.
Where did you actually find inspiration? Is there any country in particular that's really developed in this area of off-grid building?
Yeah, there are hubs of expertise all over the world. They're popping up every day. It really makes me happy to see we are part of a movement that's getting momentum. So I wouldn't say there is one place that I really look up to. Of course, United States are highly developed in this respect, but also Northern Europe is really good. It's really all over the world. I don't think there is one place, but we kind of share a basic idea.
As far as I know, you yourself are not an architect. What was your motivation? How did you get involved in this project?
Yeah, well, if you want to buy an off-grid house right now, it's a matter of your way of thinking. It's more about what your ideals are. And I just wanted to build myself a house, and I just felt that, you know, I want to feel good about my house. And it was surprising for me that there was really no one on the Czech market that could fulfill my demand for that. And so it just kind of naturally went from needing to creating. And at the moment I started, I just kind of felt support from everywhere I went. It's like people were saying, man, I want this too. And so I kind of started to feel, you know, my expertise could be used in a useful way somehow. And so it stopped to be my house, and it started to be the project called Czech Off-Grid Houses.
So what is the future of the project Czech Off-Grid Houses?
Well, every year we'll be running the university student competition. We get more schools, so we have Czech Technical University this year. We have a Technical University in Brno. We have Liberec University, hopefully. And each year we will have a slightly different topic. So last year it was two apartment, small buildings. This year we will have a normal family house. Next year we'll see. But the topic will always be around off-grid or in the future, we will also think about active. Active means that you're able to support your household with almost everything, but you have more than you need, so you share it. I believe if there is a certain future, I think it's active. You know, sharing, if you have more electricity than you need, you actually use the grid to share it with the rest of the people. It kind of makes sense to do this. So the off-grid buildings is only a start of, I believe, something bigger that goes towards a sharing society and active buildings, I hope.